Okay, the Divrei Torah tonight, Arli Nishmas Rezel Bas Binyamin Tzvi, Paro Bas Moshe, Liba Bas Yirmiyo, Chaim Ben Mordechai Yaakov, Eto Bas Yisachar Dov, and Henya Bas Yitzchak Nechemia, all the Shama Shev, Aliyah, Michael Ochayo. The Torah, Parsha opens up with the... tzivui of the menorah, and it uses an interesting verb that fascinates the medrash. Bahaloscha, not bahadlik, but bahaloscha, So Rashi, he says a pshat that the flame has to climb by itself, yesh l'ayin, what that significance that is. The medrash rabba takes a different approach, and it says that the lashon aliyah goes on Am Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I was mitzava you on the mitzvah of hadlokas haneras ha'maracha lahalos eschem b'fnei ha'umos, that see that Am Yisrael is madlik, he gives or to he who created or. We give light to he who created light. And there's kama v'kama midrashim, in this style, going on different metaphors, how it's amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light, and we give him light. One metaphor, which is easier to understand, is that a melech has these wonderful candelabras, in his palace, where he goes to visit one of the commoners that he knew from childhood, and the commoner is embarrassed and hides all his lamps, because it's nothing compared to the fine stuff the can. Says, no, I want your lamp. I want your lamp. You make light for the Suda with your lamp. So also, of course, he created the sun and the moon and all the luminaries, but he wants the light of the menorah. But then there's an even more cryptic medrash that gives the following mashal, that Yesh La'ayin says, a blind man and a sighted man, we're walking in the street, the sighted man leading the blind man and helping him, through the alleyways. They shouldn't trip, shouldn't fall, shouldn't bang into anything. And then they get home, and now they're in the blind man's house. And so the sighted man says, right, now, say v'hadlik li asaner. Now you light a candle for me. Well, you know your way around the house, grow up, and you light a candle for me, right? And he says, you're making a joke. You're my eyes. Says, no, shalo tachzik li taiva, right? I don't want you to feel indebted to me. Now you make light for me. You're in your own house now, right? So you know your way around, light a candle. So also the blind people is Am Yisrael. As the Navi chastises that, megashashim ki'iver ba'afela, we grope like the blind in the darkness, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sighted man, Einei Hashem, Shototos B'chol Ha'aretz, the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, the blind man, to light for the sighted man, right? The menorah, right? The question is like this, the fascination of Chazal, that we light the menorah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hare, you could ask that question by any mitzvah. Which really, there's another chazal, Medrash Shecher Tov and Tilm, that points out the thing that you could say by any mitzvah, on the pasuk, Mig Dimani Vashalim, whoever came before me that I paid, that I didn't pay. Meaning, say, whoever did gave me a bris milah before I gave him a son, whoever did for me a pinyan ben before I gave him a son, whoever did the mitzvah of Makeh before I gave him a house, whoever did the mitzvah of Tzitzis before I gave him a ksus, I gave him a beged. Right? You could ask it by any mitzvah that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us what we're giving back to him. So what's the particular fascination with the menorah? So before we analyze and decode the metaphors that of Chazal that we mentioned, so Rashi says, Vayase Kein Aaron, right? Amur Penor Helos Neroseha, right? Kash Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Dr. Rashi from Chazal, Lagit Shvacho Shel Aaron Shaloshina, right? Aaron, is praiseworthy. He didn't do anything different. He did exactly what he was told. Of course, he's an Orthodox Jew. He kept Allah. He did it like he was mitzvah. Elamite. Why would you think otherwise? What's a chiddush? So to understand this a little bit, to get into the omek hadavar, if you're going to build a house, right, from scratch, ground up, when are you going to turn on the lights? lights in your new house.
The last thing.
What?
The last thing.
Last thing, right?
You pay the bill.
Right? Right?
The house is finished.
When house is finished, yeah. Right? What is all you say, right? And so why is it that when Rebbe Baruch Hu created the world and there was nothing there, the first thing he created was light? Should have been the last thing, right? You know, you have what to see, you turn on the lights. So why is it by Bria Sa'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Fakered, Rebbe Baruch Hu made the light first? Okay. So, as I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro, it's based on Kama Maharals in a few places, right, that you know the first thing in creation sets the tone for what creation is all about. Right? How do you define existence? You know, I know it's a deep philosophical question. Right, but you know, what is the definition of existence? You know, Bria, what I call it was Bere, Metzius. So, said my Rebbe, you know, I'll be what's written in Sfarim. You know what Bria is? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Megala, his ability as a Bore and a Mashgiach, show off his power, right? So, you know, so whatever the Rebbe Baruch Hu wants to show us, that's what we mean. That's what we mean by Metzius. That's what we mean by Bria. And that's why, that's the secret, that the first thing that was created was light. Right, the ability to show and display. Because that is the mahus of what the Bria is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show off, Lodiyah Godlo v'tifarto, and everything that he wants to be Megale, right? So it's Gilui, right? So Bria is Gilui, that's why the first thing that was put in Metzius is light, right? And with that, my Rebbe explained, that's the side of what Chazal say, Suma Choshev Kames. Chazal count a few people that Nebuch in their own life are considered like that. One of them is the blind man. Not the deaf man. The deaf man, he has a different problem. He has a din of like a shaitan or cotton, right? Something else, you know. But Suma, Choshev Kames, and he's mentally competent, right? The Suma is chayev in mitzvahs because he's mentally competent, because you could educate him because he could hear, right? But he's Choshev Kames. Why? That's what my Rebbe explained, right? Because he's out of the game of life, because life is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show you. Nebuch, he can't see. He's out, you know, because the meaning of existence is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be megala to us. Everything that you know he created is kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo boro el lechvodo, right? To display godlo v'tifarto, he can't see it. So he's out of the game of life, Hashem Yerachim. So we understand that light is not just a resource, but light represents reality itself. And it's you know, kayadua, you know, in the halachas that we have regarding where we have to know the color of something, you got to be careful what light you use, you know. So we know that the Torah is on a sunlight standard, so when you check maris or things like that, in Yonim where you have to, you know, the lighting makes all the difference in the world, right? They tell you, when you buy a new suit, you got to step outside the store for a second, see what it looks like in sunlight. If you haven't done that yet, you'll do it next time, right? Right? Lighting, you know, lighting is reality. It's not just some another resource. It's like the etzem of metzias. So now with this, you can understand why Torah is nimshal to many things, amongst them, light. Kiner, mitzvah, v'toira, or, right? And in Aramis, oraisa. Oraisa, right? Because, you know, really, you know, we said light is all about revelation, the ability to display. Its earlier roots is the Torah itself, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, he was Ma'atzil, he projected the Torah, right, which is called Or, and the Or, as we know it, is a Hishtalshlus. It comes out by a chain reaction from the Torah, and the real light is the Torah. That's the real Gilui Elokus. And that's the side, you know, by Ma'amad Ar Sinai, when they had this, you know, the Shpitz, Revelation Torah, is Chola Roim Esakolos. They didn't just hear it, they will actually see it. Whereas Mamash Oraisa, Or. So with this, you know, you can understand a little bit of what, you know, what the Medrash is fascinated by. You see, the Neiros HaMa'arocha is not Doima to the rest of the mitzvahs. By the rest of the mitzvahs, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you never did anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't give you first. Right, he gave you the son first before you did the bris milah. He gave you the son first before you did the binyan haben. He gave you the house first before you did makkah. But it doesn't make a difference, right, because it's still called that he gave you a job to do that he's kivyachol obligated to pay for because he told you to do it, right? It's, you know, the Bala boss that you work for, he doesn't have to need the service. He owes you your wages because he gave you a tzivui, and you obeyed him, whether he needed the service or not. He contracted you, you pay, whether he had needs for the service or not. But this is different, right? The Indian that we like to make or for he who created or means, we're going to determine what reality is. We're going to be koveh the metzias. So let's go back to the pasuk we quoted before. Kiner mitzvah v'torah or. So the going on the pasuk says already, I'll pee what you could also derive from the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas Tav, hey, Vetnas lachem es haluchas ha-torah v'ha-mitzvah. Ha-torah says that zu torah shebichsav. V'ha-mitzvah zu mishnah. Right, the Rambam paraphrases that Gemara at the very hakdama to the Yad. Ha-torah zu torah shebichsav. V'ha-mitzvah zu pirusha, which is torah shebaal peh. And Ram goes on to say, v'nitztavinu la'asos es ha-torah al pi ha-mitzvah. You know, we have to be kover the Torah al pi the mitzvah, meaning the anhaga of how we hold and understand Torah shebichsav should be al pi Torah shebaal peh. So we're not going to take ayin tachas ayin literally. We're going to go with the Torah shebaal peh. That means moment, and that's what we have to do the Torah al pi the mitzvah. So let's go back to that pasuk. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Right? So you say mitzvah is Torah shebaal peh, and that's a ner. That's a candle. And it makes, and candle is man-made light. Man-made light, and it refers to the Torah shebaal peh. Right? Because Torah shebaal peh is our room to be mechadish and to be koveya the halacha, right? You know, with the midas shatorni dreshbem, with all the gidrei talmud Torah, right? That's a candle. That's the light that we make. Candle is man-made light. Torah, which Torah shebaal is or is natural light, like sunlight that we can't change, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, right? And but still, the Torah has to be al pi the mitzvah, right? That the Torah shebaal peh is koveya how to understand the chumash. Right, how to interpret it, right? But it goes more than that, right? Everyone knows the famous story of Tanur Shel Achnai, Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, against all Chachmei Yisrael, right? And you know, after he did all his, you know, his maifsim, min ha-shamayim yochichu, right? So Yatzav Basko, Malchim Etzel Elazar b'ni, Alocha Kamosu b'chol makom, Omad Rabbi Shua Rago, said, lo ba-shamayim hi. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do at that moment? He laughed, said, Nitzchuni Bonai, Nitzchuni Bonai. That's what we're talking about over here, right? That the Indian of the Neris, right, is, you know, is connected Ner Mitzvah, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's why, by no coincidence, everyone knows the Ramban, this week's Parsha, right? Chanukah is the Chag HaNeros. It's Kulo Chag of Torah Shebaal Peh. It has no, there's no Megillas Chanukah that has a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. Right, it's called a Chag of Torah Shebaal Peh. And it's besoid runs parallel to Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom. Right, the Odom, you know, is, you know, with our the koch that we have neshama, we're able to interpret the Torah. That's our achiza on Torah to mamish, you know, light a candle of Torah. That now we amita shel Torah be nikva bishtel davek based on the way we understand, and that's going to change sidrei bereishis. That besoid nitzchuni bonai nitzchuni bonai. Right, that, you know, I'll be so the way we paskin and how the Bezdin HaGoro in every door could relearn and shift the halacha one way or the other, the Gantza Hanhoga and the Olam has changed together with it. Yes, Rabbi Kulitz.
Yeah, but the Maral says, Ner Mitzvah goes on a mitzvah, that there's only Hagonah Azmani, but Torah is, goes on the Torah B'chol.
Now that's where you take mitzvah, not out Torah Shebaal Peh, but mitzvah out mitzvah. There's, you know, many pirushim. We're going mitzvah as per the Gemara and Brachas, which is what the Gaon says in that passage. Mitzvah out Torah Shebaal Peh, not Maisa Mitzvah. Mitzvah as a, you know, is a synonym for Torah Shebaal Peh. We're going with that Gaon, that Gemara and Brachas stuff. Hey, right? So now you understand what the Medrash is astounded with. Right, and if you ask, so now, you know, last week we asked, where do we go from Matan Torah? We said, well, Matan Torah, as we just Bitzara, we says Bepchinas Erusin, and we explained that, you know, Binyan HaMishkan, right, and all the Inyonim that we read in Parshas Nosos, Bepchinas Nisuin, internalizing light. It's like going into the chuppah, like Rashi says on the pasuk, Kalos Moshe, Biyom Kalos, Kalos Ksiv. It's like we went into the chuppah. It's like Nisuin. We were Mevardis Baruka last week. So where do we go? Nochdem, right? After we have Bchinas Nisuin and internalize the Torah, Now Torah used to go top down, came from Shemaim to Oretz. Now Bahaloscha, the Orah Torah is going to go bottom up. Right? Lahalos etzchem. We're at Lahalos Ner Tamid, right? We're going to raise the Or HaTorah. The Or HaTorah is going to be Nikva down here, and we're going to raise the Or HaTorah that even the Tzva Shemaim is going to be Meshubit to be Noheg Lefi how Am Yisrael Paskins. That's Noira. That is awesome. And that's what the Marish is fascinated with, right? The Gansa Hanhug of Torah, which is called now the whole Hanhug of reality, was Nimsar Biyadenu, that Torah that used to be go from Shemaim to Oretz, now is going Oretz to Shemaim, Bahaloscha. It's being Oile, Shalheves Oile, that's the Ora Torah. Lo Bashamayimi, right? The Ora Torah is Nikva Lafi, and that's what's amazing. That's what blows the mind of the, that's what they saw in this, right? All right, so I'll tell you what, that's the Hava Mina. Right, so that is the point, right? That is why there is a Havamina. We're in charge. We create. That's right. Because here is the we don't take the license to create and run with it. We still want to do our best, and that's why we could be sure that we're mechavim to the MS, because we don't want to take it, as they say, poetic license or creative license. We want to do our best to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thinking, right? And not take the license to create and run with it. Like they say, by the Apikorsim, Shivim Panim Latar. That's what the Reformer Conservative likes saying. Well, Shivim Panim Latar, Mayesh. Right? You're not supposed to do that. Right? You're supposed to create, but create within the parameters that doing your best to be Mechavin to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. And that's the Shevach Shaloshina, right? To stay consistent. But once you realize this, you understand what the Medrash is saying, but particularly that Medrash, that when we are Mechadish in Torah, we are blind. We are not seeing the awesomeness of what's going on. We're like the blind man lighting the candle for the sighted man, that the sighted man gets nachas from that candle, the blind man can't even see. When we are Mechadish in Torah, what's going on cosmically is huge. Right, we are blind to the amount of power that's in our hands, and the amount of power and the aura that we're generating in the Olamas, that Mamash, that this is the glory of Am Yisrael, that the Ora Torah now, after it was internalized earth, now the Ora Torah goes from Oretz, it's Oile. It used to be Yoret from Shemayim Dorot, now it's Oile for Emes Eretz Titzmach. Right, and we go and we bring the Ora Torah, we're Kovea, the Hanhog of the Olamas, Kevyachol, right? Yeah. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Chazal say, Leimor Letzion Ami Ata, Al Tikre Ami Ela Imi, we're Shutfim together with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hanhogas HaOlamos. And I have said man sitko yagdil tor bi adir skadam skadash me rab ba modi rab ki say dam le ma say ba khay khol vi am khol ba khay khol be israel ba golov is my karib you are main ya hay shme rab ba rab la mo me ma yo is ba rab vi shabach vi ba vi shabach vi say vi sa do vi sa le vi sa lo shme le ku chab re ko le lo mi ko ba khas av shi va sa da khas av na khama sa I Israel, Rabbanon, 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 Rabbanon,